Peter McClure forcefully outlined a citrus grower's position regarding pesticide drift and honeybees during a recent citrus grower beekeeper meeting at Lake Alfred. McClure sums up his presentation.
You said only about 3% of citrus trees need pollinators?
That is correct. My personal grove, Double K Groves, is a sunburst tangerine grove. It does need pollination. Valencias, Hamlins do not. And so 97% of the citrus in Florida do not need pollinators. And there are 200 native species of bees in Florida, and there's lots of butterflies, and there is wind, and there's lots of other ways to pollinate besides European honeybees.
You said, seemed to you a possible solution to this issue, pesticide drift in bees, is move honeybees somewhere else until we've solved HLB.
That is a potential solution. I hope we can find a way to work together, but that might be working together. Doesn't do the honeybee growers any good when citrus, if all of citrus is dead and they depend on citrus. But I do think they make a presumption that we are supposed to provide them free nectar and free pollen, even at the risk of our own economic suicide.
Any other thoughts?
This is a difficult problem, and there might not be any good solutions, but, you know, citrus as a crop in Florida is worth $1.3 billion, and the honey crop's worth $20 million, and the citrus growers are paying taxes on the land. And, you know, I think we need to weigh those factors when we have this discussion.
Ernie Neff, Southeast AgNet.